This sugya, the sugya of Amaskir Bayis L'Chaver Ba'Arbasa. So many intricate details, so many interesting things here about the sugya. What is the knee-jerk reaction? Who's the one who should be chayiv? We saw in the Tosis HaRosh that we would assume that the soicher should be chayiv. Why should the soicher be chayiv? Because the din bedika is als shema yavoy la'achloi, says the Tosis HaRosh. We saw this on Thursday. Who's the one who has the major chshash of shema yavoy la'achloi? The soicher. He's in the one who's going to be in the house. Therefore, I would have thought that the soicher is the one who should be chayiv in the din of bedika. What's the Gemara's tzad that the maskir is chayiv? So Tosis HaRosh explained the reason is because being that when the 14th was chal at the night of the 14th, he wasn't yet a soicher. He didn't yet rent the house. Therefore, once the chiv is chal on the maskir, kivan shechal suloi poka. Once it's already chal on him, therefore I would think that maybe he remains chayiv. The chamir didehu v'chal alav chiv bedika sha'achas koydim she'eskira. That's the whole reason why we think that the maskir would be chayiv. Really, the assumption is the soicher should be chayiv, because after all, he's the one who has the shema yofay la'achla. That's the way that Tosis seems to learn. However, Rashi said that the chiv of bedika is als bal yirah bal yimatzeh. Rashi, we have a different question. Who's the person who's over bal yirah bal yimatzeh? We saw from the Rabbeinu David that no one's over bal yirah bal yimatzeh. That's very interesting. And still there's some sort of chiv bedika somehow that ends up over here. We said maybe it's a secondary chiv bedika. Dafin Vissen, exactly what that is. Akoponim in Rashi, we said it's mavur, not like that. Because Rashi says that there's a bittul going on over here. If there's a bittul, because obviously someone is over on bal yirah, bal yimatzeh. Now the way that we had learnt is that we said that it's the soicher that's over bal yirah, bal yimatzeh. We saw this in the Magen Avram, based on the Magen Avram and the Pnei Yeshua and other achroinim, that the soicher can be over on someone else's chametz, either because the chametz becomes his, the maskir is mafkir the chametz, the soicher is koin the chametz, or even if it's not his chametz, he can be over on someone else's chametz. How could he do bittul if it's not his chametz? We said that's what maybe Rashi is like, this whole explanation for bittul Rashi gives us. Bittul is not a chalois hefker in the chayfetz. Bittul is in the gavra. Therefore Rashi says, I could do bittul even on someone else's chametz. So it comes out lefi Rashi. Also, the way we're learning, the knee-jerk reaction is, the assumption is that the person who should have to do the bdika is the soicher. For a different reason. We said the reason why, according to Tosis, why is the soicher the one we'll assume should do the bdika? Because he's the one who's shemei yavo la'achlai. According to Rashi, why is that the soicher is the one we'd assume should have to do the bdika? Because he's the one who has to do the bittul. He's the one who's over on bal yirah bal yimatzeh. Shaila, so according to Rashi, what's the tzad that the maskir has to do bedika? So we had said on Friday, just to set it just very quickly, that maybe Rashi also holds the Gemara Shaila is that Einachanami, the maskir, had the house before Arbasar, so therefore it's chal on the maskir lechiv, even though now he has no bal yirah bal yimatzeh, but what's the chal lechiv is chal? Sulay poka. That's what we had suggested in Rashi. However, it's not very mashma way in the language of Rashi. Rashi seems to be saying something else. If you look at the words of Rashi, see Rashi inside. Rashi says, "Lasli sloi mezuzah." Rashi speaks about the Gemara brings a raya from mezuzah. We'll get back to what the raya is, but Rashi says, "Alma midi de mitzvah ale ramya." You see from over here that the midi de mitzvah is ramya on the soicher. What does that mean? Midi de mitzvah ale ramya. Rashi says later on, also at the end of the next Rashi, hash the ki agavnu mi boil on toirach zu al mi mutal. Who do we put the tircha of bedika on? According to the way Tosfos learned, that wasn't the question, my friends. The question was, do you say kivan shechal suloi paka on the maskir or not? You say, Avada the Soicher should have the Chiv. But the Maskir already had the Chiv. Do we leave it on the Maskir, or do we put it on the Soicher? What does Rashi say? Who are we Toireach? Or Midi de Mitzvah Ale Ramya? Who do we put the Mitzvah on? It sounds like Rashi has a different pshat than according to Tosfos. So the Biurim V'Ha'aris brings down one pshat, and Reb David Cohen and Sefer Michton LeDavid also seems to say similarly, which is as follows. says that Weistachois, the idea of Bedikas Chametz, is not a standalone chiyuv that we could just look at, you know, who is the one who has Bal Yirah Bal Yimatze. But rather, Bedikas Chametz is a din in the bias. It's a din in the bias. That's when the Mishnah says, Arla Abasa Beitken Es HaChametz. Really, it should say, Arla Abasa Beitken Es HaBias. Yeah, it's a little bit of a problem. But it's a din in the bias. Komokom Shemachnison HaChametz. The moment you have to put, it's a din in your bias. Now, we share a bias. I'm the maskir, you're the seicher. So who's the one who has the chiyuvim of the bias? That's the Gemara Shaila. The mitzvahs of the bias. Who do we put them on? Who are they ramya on? So we Gemara brings a raya from mezuzah, because mezuzah is also, well, mezuzah is for sure, a mitzvah of the bias. Then the Gemara asks, who do you put the mitzvah of the bias on? The maskir or the seicher? That's the way that the Biurim Varis and Reb David Kain, Shlita, seem to be, Reb David is going to add a little kudu, but the kasha on this is as follows. I don't get it. But is Bedikas Chametz because of Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh? Is that what we said is the reason why we have Bedikas Chametz? Who's over Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh? I don't get it. That's the one who should do the Bedikah. It's a din in the bias. What does that mean? But it's Mishum Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh. So whoever's the one who's Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh, he should have the din in the bias to be Bedik the bias. He has the Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh. Why would I put Bedikah on someone that doesn't have Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh? In Achanam, he has the bias, but he has no Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh. No, Rashi clearly holds that someone midyaraisa has Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh. Hold on a second. Rashi clearly holds someone midyaraisa has Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh, because Rashi says someone's doing the bittul, which we said is the soicher. And the din midrabanan was not to be soimech on your bittul for, because we said we're still choshish for Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh. Either he's going to be choser from his bittul, or he didn't mean his bittul, or he's going to forget to do his bittul. It's all because there's some sort of flaw in the bittul. So we said that in a chanami. The chacham said, don't rely on your bittul and do bedikah. So why would I think that it should be something that the maskir has to do if the soicher has to do the bittul? And if you don't like Ardiak and Rashi and say that the maskir is doing the bittul, so fine, why should the seicher do the bedikah? I don't get, what's the Gemara Shaila? If it's Aus Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh, it's l'chaira clear whoever's over Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh is the one who should do the bedikah, even if it is a din of the bias. Din of the bias makes it a little bit easier, but it's still like not, it's not so digestible. L'maisa, this bedikah comes down to Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh, because we're worried about Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh. Okay, so tell me it was over. Comes Rav Asher Arieli, Shlita, and he says a chiddush. It's a shtickle chiddush here. And he says, you want to know who's over Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh? They're both over Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh. They would both be over on Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh. Now, if that's the case, for sure you can't go like say that, you know, because the seicher was kind of the chametz of the maskir, then the maskir is for sure not over. But he wants to say that Rashi holds that the seicher can be over on the chametz of the maskir. And the maskir can also be over on the chametz of the maskir. So you have chametz that both of them can be over on Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh. Okay, now you have two people have problematic chametz. Jungle speed, who's going to get rid of it first? Or who's mechuyev to get rid of it? Who are you going to put the mitzvah on? It makes sense to put it on both of them. Not one more than the other. Again, we said, according to Rashi, the soicher can be over on Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh, even if it's not his chametz. The chametz is in his reshus. So therefore, it can be over. Maybe he's koinit, not according to this pshat, it can't be koinit, because if he's koinit, then the maskir is for sure not going to be over. Even if he's not koinit, the Pnei Yeshua says, I can be over on chametz in my reshus, even if I don't own it. And even the maskir is going to be over. Let's just explain. I had a problem with the maskir being over, because I said, kikur b'shmei koyer, the maskir person's not over. If chametz is not accessible, so I can't be over on chametz that's not accessible. So if a maskir rents out his house, his chametz is not accessible. How could it be over Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh? He can't get to the chametz. B'chor, you have to say, that in a chanami, he can't get to the chametz, but is the chametz accessible to somebody? Let's say the chametz is, it's around 6 feet high. And the person that owns the house is only around 4 feet tall. So he'd say, oh, I'm not over by your own, so I can't reach it. It's like, no, you can't reach it. It's reachable. Kikur b'shmei koyer is the pshat. No one can get to it. It's not accessible to anyone. But over here, there's a masker can very easily get it. I can't get it because I rented it out to someone. But maybe if the chametz is still gettable, I can still be over bayu al bayu matzeh. So therefore, maybe we'll say both maskir and soicher can be over bayu al bayu matzeh. So therefore, the Gemara's shaila is, okay, I have a mitzvah. Now, there's a tug of war. Who gets the mitzvah? The maskir or the soicher? They both have bayu al bayu matzeh. Who are we building the bedik on? They can both do bittel if they want, I guess, or whatever. We'll have to see if one or the more than the other. But the bedikah, who are we putting the chiv of the bedikah on? We're putting it on the maskir, or we're putting it on the seicher? That's the Gemara's shaila. So according to Rashi, the Gemara's shaila is they both have reason to be chayiv. According to Tosis, it's something else. The maskir was chayiv. The seicher has reason to be chayiv. Do we allow the chiv to go from the maskir to the seicher, or does it stay on the maskir? Kivan shachal, suloi paka. That's the way Tosis learns the shaila.
So bayu is not only a din in the person himself. What does that mean? If anyone else can access it, then he's over bayu.
Then he's over because his chametz is matzoy. His chametz is findable.
It's not.
I'm over bayu bayu matzoy. If my chametz is matzoy to people. It doesn't have to be that I can actually physically reach it. If people can reach it, if I can reach it, so then it's still reachable.
So it's a
reachable
din,
chametz.
Din him or his chametz?
So din, he's over if his chametz is reachable. However you want to.
They're both
Eivor
and Bali Rod. Means they're both shy
from
the Bedikas.
It
doesn't make a difference who checks. One of them has to check. The house needs to be
checked.
Who are we telling
to do it?
Either one of them. They're both
could
be
Eivor. Okay, but if they both say they don't want to do it, who are we making do it?
So they both be Eivor and Bali Rod, they don't want to do it. It doesn't make a difference who does
it. Okay, so we want to put the Chiv on somebody. Who are we putting the Chiv on in order that someone should do it? So the Gemara is assuming right now. I'm not going to leave it like that and just like, it's not a game of chicken, like, you know. Okay, you do it, I'll do it. You're a big Yerushalayim, so I know you'll do it. You don't think, like, no one wants to put it on one, I guess, yeah. I'll call upon him. So he says he asks a question on Rashi's Pshat. Because according to Rashi's Pshat, Lech'ura, what happens if he rents it out on the 12th? What happens if he lets it out on the 10th? Lech'ura, we have the same Shaila. There's nothing to do with Kivan Shechal Sulay Paka. You have Chametz, it's in someone else's Rishus. I could be Oiver because I'm the mask, I'm the seicher. You could be over because it's your chametz, it's matzoy. We're both over. It doesn't make a difference what day we rent it out. According to Tosis, this is whole vart. If it has to be rented already on the 14th. Because already the only reason the maskir would be chayiv is because he was already chayiv. And the shaila is kivan shachal sulo paka. However, according to Rashi, it doesn't make a difference when you rent it out. The point is they both have reasons to be chayiv. So let's read the Gemara again. Gemara's question was, "Boy, mi neimer Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, hamaskir bayis lechaveru be'arbasar al mi livdok." Why does Gemara say he rented it out on the 14th? Any day he rented it out, hamaskir bayis lechaveroi al mi livdok. So the Ritva has a different way of reading the Gemara, my friend. Says the Ritva, this is the way you read the Gemara: hamaskir bayis lechaveroi be'arbasar al mi livdok. Hamaskir bayis lechaveroi. When did he rent it to him? I don't know. Be'ar basar ami livdoik. When it comes the 14th, who's going to have to check? It's a different way of reading the Gemara. In other words, enachanami, it's not dafka. Tosis read the Gemara. Hamaskir bayis lechaveroi be'ar basar. He rent the house to his friend on the 14th. In other words, if he rented it to him on the 13th, then it was never chal on the maskir, the chiyuv. For sure the soicher has to do the bedika. It's only when he rented to him on the 14th, says Tosis, that we have a shaila. However, Rashi is going to learn, no. Hamaskir bayis lechaveroi kamo. Be'arbosra al mi livdoik. And it's the 14th who has to do the bedika. It's a whole different way of reading the Gemara. Moiridik. Says the Gemara, Toshma, Hamaskir bayis lechaver al asoich el asoich loy mezuzah. The Gemara brings a raya from mezuzah. According to Rashi, what's the raya from mezuzah? I have a din in the bayis. Mezuzah is a din in the bayis, and this bayis is a shared property of the maskir and the soicher. So who's the one we put the chiv on? Who do we put the mitzvah on? Same type of thing. They could both technically have the chiv, and we end up putting it on the soicher. What do we see from over here? So too bedika, which is a chiv, a shared chiv in the bayis. Who should we put the chiv on? The soicher. The Gemara says the choyer I have arrived from here. It's on the soicher. That's the way Rashi will learn. Tosis will learn similar, but not the same. A maskir bayis lechaveroi. Tosis is assuming that the Gemara is saying before he rented the house, who was chayev to put up the mezuzah? The maskir. Now that he rented the house, I might think that the maskir should still be chayev to put up the mezuzah. What do we see? No, that this lechiv transfers over to the soicher. In other words, what would it be if a person he built the house? And before he finished building the house, he rented it out to the Seicher. He built the house, and as he's building, before the house is finished, he rented it out to somebody. He says, when I finish the house, you could rent it from me. Is there ever a Chiyuv Chal on the Maskir? No, it wasn't a house. When the moment it was a house, then according to Tosis, there wouldn't be a Raya. Tosis understands, it's talking about there's a bias here. The Maskir was already Chayiv in the bias. So once he had a Chiyuv, then I would think that maybe that the chiyuv should stay with him. According to Rashi, it doesn't make a difference. It's nothing to do with the chiyuv happened on one. I have two people, the maskir and the soicher. Who do you put it on? Even if the house is built now for the two of them together, who gets the chiyuv, the maskir or the soicher? I see from here the soicher gets the chiyuv. What does the Gemara answer? Says the Gemara, Hasam ha'amar ha'masharishya mezuzah chayves hadarhi. Hachamai. The Gemara says, no, mezuzah is different. Now we'll see subtle differences between Rashi and Tosfos and what the Gemara's answer is. What's the Gemara's answer, Chayves Hador? Both Rashi and Tosfos have to add a little knetch to the Gemara. Rashi's knetch is a smaller knetch. Tosfos does a kolomar knetch. Kolomar knetch is that means that Tosfos has to cram something into the Gemara, which Rashi doesn't. What is Chayves Hador? It says Rashi, Chayves Hador, lefi shehi mashmar toy. Rashi says because it's protecting you. The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara just says Chavis Hadar, and then Rashi brings a pasuk. Uksiv beischa biyascha nichnas v'yaitzeba. The pasuk says the one who goes in and out is the one who has to put up the mezuzah. Why does Rashi have to say lefi shehi mashmarto? Rashi's giving you he's giving you insight into the Gzeres HaKosev. What is this? This is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. He's Dorsh Taimi Dekra. What's Rashi doing over here? The Fi Shehi Mashmar Toy. What's Rashi saying this for? Just say, Ksiv Beischa Biyoscha, Den Lechaz Neitzeba. Rashi has to add the Taimi Dekra. I think the reason is as follows. Because Rashi's bothered. Hold on a second. You're telling me that the Soicher is Chayiv. Okay, it's Gzeres HaKosev. Fine, I don't care what it is. At the end of the day, the Soicher is Chayiv. I have two people to be Mechayiv, the Soicher, the Maskir, and I put it on the Soicher. Because of Gzeres HaKosev, fine. But what does Gzeres HaKosev tell me when you have two different people put the Chayiv on? Who is the one that gets the Chayiv? The Soicher. That's the Din Midyar, right? So it'll be the Din Midyar, but also, why is there any difference? Says Rashi, no. Over here, it makes sense to put it on the Soicher. Lefi Shehi Mashmartoi. Rashi means to say is the chiyuv is a chiyuv that only is to the soicher. There is no chiyuv to the maskir. We thought that mezuzah is something that's a chayves habayis, and if it's a chayves habayis, they should both have the chiyuv. Says the Gemara, no, chayves hador. The Gemara means to say is this is only a chayves hador. Not that we put it on the door. It's only lefi shima shmartoi. It's protecting the person living there. It's not just because I own a house, I have to put a mezuzah on the house. It's whoever's in, it's a shmirah for what's inside of the house. There's only one of them inside. Who's the one inside? The soicher. For sure the soicher has the chiyuv. Over here, when it comes to Bal Yiro, Bal Yimotze, the chiyuv could be on either one of them, especially the way that we're saying that they're both going to be over Bal Yiro, Bal Yimotze. So therefore, who do we put the chiyuv of the bias on? Both of them stand to gain from the chiyuv of the bias. When it comes to Chayves Hador, it's really only for the Seicher. That's the way Rashi wants. According to Tosfos, that's not going to go, my friends. Because Tosfos says, I know it's supposed to be on the Seicher. After all, B'dikas Chametz is because of Shemi Yavad Ochlan. Who's the one who's going to eat it? The Seicher. I know it's because of the Seicher. But our Shaila was, Kivan Shechal Sulay Poka. So what is the Gemara's answer? This is a chiyuv on the person living there, okay? But doesn't make a difference. Kivan shechal sulay paka. We know there's a reason to be mechayiv only the soicher. So what is the Gemara's answer? Says Tosis a kiloimer. Tosis kiloimer is like this. Akiva, we're going to read it inside. the fourth line from the bottom in Tosis. Choyves Ador Kolaymer. Anytime Tosis says a Kolaymer, what Tosis means to do is say, this is not Pashit Pshat. I got a cram. Kolaymer. Afilu loyhoya maskiroi hayayacha lipater mi mizuzah. Shalohaya Ador mishtamish mabayis. Avol gabe chometz. What is Tosis saying? Tosis says, even if he wouldn't rent it out to someone else, he would be able to make himself potter if he just doesn't live there. So what Tosis basically is saying is, it's not the pshat that the soicher is taking over the chiyuv from the maskir. The maskir doesn't have a standing chiyuv. If the maskir would leave the house, he'd become potter from his on his own. So it's not the pshat, does the soicher take over the maskir's chiyuv, or once the maskir's chayiv, then the soicher, then its chiyuv stays with him. The maskir doesn't have a standing chiyuv. Choyves Hadar, what the way Tosis is saying is, it was never chal on the maskir a chiyuv. V'haray, if he leaves, he's not chayiv anymore. So over here, there's a chiyuv that happens kol rega v'rega that you're living in. It's not like a chiyuv in the bayis. By b'dikas chametz, if I'm chayiv, so then, even if you don't rent it from me, I'm going to have to do the bedika. The shaila is, my chiyuv bedika, does it fall off because you come, or does it stay? But by mezuzah, there's no chiyuv bedika. There's no chiyuv mezuzah that's chal on him. It's always a question of if it's being utilized.
According to Rashi, the mask.
It's a whole different answer in the Gemara. Yeah.
According to Rashi, the mask has to put a mezuzah on if there's no one there.
Mm-hmm. No, but Rashi doesn't have to say that. He doesn't have to come to that, Rashi. Rashi's saying a very simple thing. He's not saying whether it's... Because Rashi was never talking about Kimin Shachal Suloi Poka. That wasn't Rashi's discussion. So Rashi doesn't have to get into that. Rashi just to say one thing. Listen. Our question was, who are we being Mechayiv? By Mezuzah, it's obvious we're going to Mechayiv the Soicher. Soicher is the one who's getting the Shmira. The Maskir's not getting the Shmira. If it's a Din and a Bias, so then I have to see. They both really have reason to be Chayiv. Which one do I put it on? Over here, there's only reason to be Mechayiv the Soicher. That's it. That's all Rashi has to say. Tosis has to say more than that, because it doesn't make a difference. I know there's only reason to be mechayev the soicher, but given shechal sulay poka, once it's chal, doesn't come off. Tosis says no, it's never really chal on the maskir. That's what Tosis has to do. Lechura. Fine. What's the Gemara's maskana, Rabbi Isai? Says the Gemara. This is going to be interesting. Says the Gemara, Amar Lahu, Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchok, Tanina. I'll prove it from a Mishnah. Hamaskir Bayis the Chaveiro, Im Ad Shaloi Masol No Mavtechus Chal Ar Basar, Ala Maskir Livdoik. V'misha Masol No Mavtechus Chal Ar Basar, Ala Soicher Livdoik. So Gemara doesn't give me a straight out answer. V'misha Masol No Mavtechus, I gotta see what that means. But I humbly suggest that there's gonna be a Machlokes Rashi and Tosis, that the Gemara's Maskana is Ala maskir livdoik or ala soicher livdoik? So the Gemara's not even clear. What's the Gemara's maskana? Ala maskir livdoik or ala soicher livdoik? How did you learn? Everybody said, can someone tell me? How did you learn? The Gemara's maskana. The Gemara is the question. Maskir ba'is the chaver ba'abasar. Ala mi livdoik. Ala maskir ala soicher. What was the answer? What's the answer? What? In the Gemara's case, what was the answer? Maskir soicher. What's the simple answer? Maskir soicher. You can only answer one or the other. Which one? Maskir. Anyone think the soicher?
When did he give him the key?
Rashi does.
Let's see, Rabbi Yisai. Let's take a look at Rashi. Mesiris Mafteach, Hu Kinyin Schirus, Haschirus, Im Adshaloi Maser HaMafteach Nichnas Lel Arba Osar Chal Choyvas Bedika Al HaMaskir Shadayin Hoise Bishusoi Vaf Al Pisha Maser Loi Beyoin Kvar Chal Achiv Alav. Says Rashi, that if the maskir gave him the maftechos, if the maskir didn't give him the maftechos, nichnas arbasar, cholachoyves bdika ala maskir, devanai badkoy emesh kimitzvas chacham. I'm sorry. I've got shakvar cholachoyva alaf. What does that mean? Says Rashi, now Rashi all of a sudden is doing a little bit of a toisvis language. Rashi says the Gemara's maskana is if the maskir was already chayiv, he stays chayiv. But that wasn't our question, really. What was really our question? Who's the one who's going to be chayiv? Maskir bayis lechaveroi. Who is the chayiv on? Says Tosis, if the chayiv was already chal on the maskir, it stays on the maskir. But I ask you a question. If he rents a house, you have a soicher and a maskir. Both of them have it. Who would you put the chiyav on? When I rented the house, who would I put the chiyav on first? The soicher. Once you rent the house, the soicher gets the chiyav. It's just Rashi says, if I didn't rent the house yet, then the chiyav it gets on the maskir and it sticks on the maskir. If I did rent the house, the chiyav goes to the soicher. Comes out according to Rashi, the Gemara's answer was Ala soicher livdoik but if the masker had the chiyuv first, it stays on the masker.
The question is, the masker
has to be barbas. Yeah. Right. No. It's not the way we read it. The question was, the masker has to have barbas ami livdoik.
Yeah, but
so says the Gemara, well, if it happened after our basar, okay. But the Gemara shows the maskir has lechaveroi, but our basar mi livdok. The answer is al soicher livdok. But unless the maskir had it b'shas, the chiyuv was chal, kimet chal sulay poka.
Could be the reason why the Gemara had a suffix in that case is to say a
kiddush,
that in that case,
it's not working out.
In the case of our basar, the maskir needs to.
But that wasn't the Shiloh. According to Rashi.
Why can't you say that
was the Shiloh? Because Rashi doesn't say the Shiloh is Kivin Shachal Sula Poka, right? This is the first time Rashi mentions Kivin Shachal Sula Poka. Rashi only mentions it in the Maskana of the Gemara. Before the Rashi says other languages, Rashi says, Midi de Mitzvah, Ale Ramya, Torach Zu Al Mitzvah Yisama. Not so mashman Rashi that Rashi learned that way in the same way it says this. So Rashi says that the answer is al soicher livdoik. I humbly suggest, the Rabbeinu Chananel says mefurish, pashtinon al maskir livdoik, so he learns not like Rashi. Okay, but I'm suggesting in Tosis we're going to see that also. What does Tosis say? Imi shomasolo maftechus, pirish Rashi, the mesiras a maftechus koina. Mesiras maftechus is a kinyan, ve'ein nira l'ri. Deha Amar Bimiruba, Kishem Shakarka Niknis Bekesef Ishtar Bechazaka, Kachshiras Karka Niknis Bekesef Ishtar Bechazaka. For the Armin and the Mahani, Messiris Matechas, Elo Commando Amalechazeku Knik, Amar Bapar. So Tosfos uses two Gemaras, and he, with those two Gemaras, he challenges Rashi. He says, first of all, the Gemara in Meruba says that Karka is Niknis Kesheshtan Chazaka, and says Schiras Karka is also Kesheshtan Chazaka. No mention of anything called the Mesiras Maftechos. Second of all, the Gemara in Baba Kama over there in Apara says that Mesiras Maftechos is only Lech Chazeku Kni. Lech Chazeku Kni is when I give you permission to make a kinyan in my field. So giving you the keys is basically permission to make a kinyan. But what do you need to make? A kinyan. So Mesiras Maftechos is not a kinyan, it's just license, permission to make a kinyan. Why does Tosis have to bring the first Gemara at all? Why does Tosis just ask from the second Gemara? Second Gemara says lechazeku kni. Says that Mesiras Maftechos is only lechazeku kni. Zoyfrek to Basha Arieli, Zok to Basha Gishmak. He says, he says the following thing. Tosis is anticipating a possible answer according to Rashi. There's two different types of kinyanim in a field. One is a kinyan that's in the guf hakarka. The other one is a kinyan schiros in the karka. When I am soicher hakarka, I don't actually own the field. I get the payrus in the field. I have the right to use the field. There's something else, which is the actual ownership in the field itself, to actually buy the field. Person can sell his field or he can rent his field. Those are two different types of kinyanim. Tosfos understands very well that Mesiras Maftechos maybe is not a kinyan in the guf hakarka. I give over the keys, I'm telling you, you can be zoicha in the guf hakarka. But maybe Mesiras Maftechos is a kinyan for the schiras. That would be a very, very good pshat in Rashi. Rashi agrees that Mesiras Maftechos is not a kinyan in the guf hakarka. Because what does Mesiras Maftechos basically mean? When I have the keys, what do I have? Give me a... I have the keys.
Owner.
What?
The ability.
Responsibility.
I have the control, is what I would say. I have the ability to use it. I'm not... It doesn't necessarily... I could walk in it. Keys allow me to go in. So it doesn't mean I necessarily own it. If I would change something in the infrastructure, right? If I would if I would remove something from the house or dig into the house, do something like that, then I own it. Okay, that you don't do if you're renting. But renters take keys. So I have the keys. Does that mean I own it? No. But does it mean that I have now right to use it? Yes, you gave me the keys. So Tois has understood that the keys maybe is not a sufficient kinyan for the gufa karka. Maybe Rashi understands it's only kinyan for schirus.
In general, schirus is not a kinyan in the karka at all.
It's not a full kinyan in the karka, even if it is, but it's not being claimed to the etzem karka. It's like kinyan peiros. It might be kinyan gufla peiros, that could be, but it's still only lepeiros.
And is this less than that?
No, but it's gufla peiros, but it's still...
In general, we do kinyan schirus, that's all it is.
But says Toisvis, I have a different Gemara that says that it doesn't work. Kishem shekarka niknas v'kesef shtar v'chazoka, kach schirus karka niknas v'kesef shtar v'chazoka. There we see only, even schirus doesn't make any mention of Messias Mavteichos.
Just waiting for the second question.
No, Toises is...
We establish schirus in Kenya, waiting for the second question.
It's not a second question. Toys is saying the Maisa Messias Mavteichos works. It only works for Lechazek Lekinyan. Use the second Gemara because the Gemara there does mention Messias Mavteichos. He says Messias Mavteichos only works for this. So he has to address what does Messias Mavteichos do. But in a Hanami, he's using the two Gemaras together to ask the Kasha. He's not asking two questions. But he's saying I Messias Mavteichos works only Lechazek Lekinyan. Not more than that. Rashi Lechayra holds Messias Mavteichos is a Kinyan. Al Kopanim Leschirus. I the Gemara says Kshem Shnikna Karka because of Shtar B'Chazaka Kach Schirus Karka Nigam because of Shtar B'Chazaka. Gemara doesn't say that's the only way you're Koina. The Gemara just says this also works. Maybe Schirus has another way. Rashi holds that this is a Kenyan for Schirus Al Kopanim. But Tosis argues as Tosis Umefarish Ri Tehacha Shemaser Lo Mafteichos V'Loi Hichzik Umi Sheyesh Biyado Mafteach Kishachal Yudalid Chayev Livdoik. Says Tosis, some of you gave him the keys and he never did a kinyan. Whoever has the keys, so Tosis says, if the maskir has the keys on the night of the 14th, then who has to do the bedika? The maskir. He gives the keys over in the morning. Who has to do the bedika? The maskir. But if the soicher has the keys on the night of the 14th, who has to do the bedika? The soicher. So what was the answer to our shiloh? According to Tosis, the shiloh was, if I rented it on the 14th, that means that the night of the 14th, it was in the hands of the maskir. Who is the one who has to be boidik? The maskir. Tosis, according to Tosis, the maskir is on the maskir. But if he gave the keys, then it's on the Seichel Livdoik. So it's he also has a butt over here, but it's a butt in the opposite direction. According to Rashi, it's really on the Seichel Livdoik. But if the maskir it didn't rent it out, then it's Kivin Shechal Sulo Poka. According to Tosis, it's the other way around. Really, it's on the maskir Livdoik. But if he doesn't have the keys, what is he supposed to do? He can't check. Then you have to check.
So if he gave it to him on the bus.
What? Nafkamina would be as follows. Nafkamina is as follows. So let's get this clear. Gishmak, this is so simple. Let's say there's two sets of keys. Which is the norm, right? There's the norm. There's two sets of keys. Who would you say has to be the boydik? It's going to be Machlokis, Rashi, and Toisvis. According to Toisvis, the maskir still has to check. What do you mean? You gave him the keys. You got your own set of keys. You have to check. Be'etzem ala maskir livdoik. But if he can't, then we put on the soicher. But if he can, the maskir has to be checked. However, according to Rashi, that the vort is the Messias Matechus was a kinyan to the soicher was koine. Once the soicher is koine, the soicher has to do the bedika.
If you gave it to him on Yudal,
according to, gave it to him on Yudal, too late. Everyone holds it's too late.
But does the soicher need to check now?
No, the maskir has to check.
But now the maskir can.
What do you mean?
He doesn't have the keys. In one key, they have only one.
What? Kipshutai, the mask is going to have to figure it out. He's going to have to figure it out. I don't know what to tell you. We have another Shiloh, which the Mefarshim speak of what happens if the maskir decides he's not checking. Okay. Shkoyach, I have to check. I'm not. Enjoy your Pesach. What's now? Does the Soicha now have to hustle and check or not? The maskir says, Shkoyach, I know I have to check. I'm not checking. Goodbye.
What's the
nafkumin we said was what happens if there's two sets of keys. According to Toisvis, really the mask you're supposed to be chayv. Nor vas, if he can't check, we put it on the soicher, he could check, he's got his own set of keys. Go in yourself, it's your chiyuv, go in and do it. Because Batsim Tois holds out the mask you lived on. According to Rashi, the mask is only be chayv because the soicher wasn't koine yet. If you gave over the keys, the soicher is koine, the chiyuv is chal on the soicher. The mask you doesn't have to check, Batsim al soicher lived on. I don't know what to tell you. Again, it could be he didn't even rent it out yet. In our case, Tosfos's case, he didn't rent it out yet. He just gave him the keys. So according to Tosfos, you're going to ask a technical question, but if he gave the keys, according to Rashi, that's a kinyan. According to Tosfos, it's not a kinyan. So according to Tosfos, I gave you a set of keys. I got my own set of keys. I got a check. According to Rashi, I rented it out to him. Now he's got a check. You're asking if I rented it out and gave and had a second set of keys, then would be the. So that was what happens if he rented it out. It's going to be a machlekes over here. What happens in the following case, Rabbi? It's not clear in Tosfos. This is one.
According to Tosfos, if he gave him the keys, he didn't make a kinyan. He'll be able. The cipher will be able to do bedika.
Yes, so he has to do bedika. According to Tosfos, I gave him the keys. He didn't make a kinyan. He doesn't own the house. He's got to do bedika. It's a pella atzum, but that's what Tosfos comes out. He has a chiyuv do bedik, even though it's not his house. Even though he didn't rent it yet. But what happens if he rented it? What happens in the opposite case? Okay, this is in Tosfos. What happens is, according to Tosfos, what happens in the following case? I rented it to someone before the 14th. But I didn't give him the keys yet. And I got the keys. So the maskir has the keys. The soicher, he signed the contract, everything, boom. But he doesn't have the keys. Who has to do the bedika?
Gemara says the maskir does.
Who has to do the bedika? The soicher already rented it. The maskir's got the keys. So according to Rashi, l'chura, it all depends on who rented it. What? But in Tosfos, it seems to be it's a machlokes achroinim. What would be in such a case? The achroinim bring it's a machlokes between the Marsha and the Svas Emes. Svas Emes says here. What does the Marsha say? Marsha says everything depends on Mesiris Maftechus. Beinim Asakinyan, Beinim Lo Asakinyan. So according to the Marsha, who's going to have to do the Bedika? The Maskir. Even though the maskir kipshuta has no chshash of shema yavoy la'achloi, the maskir has no chshash of shema yavoy la'achloi.
Yeah.
We rented it out already.
He still has the keys. He's able to go in. Shema yavoy la'achloi
is
still on him.
So maybe according to this, you'll say that the maskir still has. Before we saw in Tosfos, we were saying that the chashash of shemi yavoy achloi really is on the soicher, not on the maskir. Now that maybe we're saying the ikar chashash Hashem Yevalachlo is on the mask, is on the soicher, but the mask also has somewhat of a chashash. Therefore, he can have the chiyuv. Astaf and Vissen. Al Kolponim continues the Gemara and says the Gemara. Boy, my name is Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Amaski bayis lachavei or barabasa. Ches kasoi baduk oy ein ches kasoi baduk. Someone rents something from his friend. So, does it have a chazaka that it was checked already, or do you have to check it yourself? Hamaskir bayis. So who should have done the checking? The maskir. Maskir should have checked. Cheskasa barak ein cheskasa barak. This is the Gemara of the Mainafkim and the Shaila. Why don't you just ask him? You see, if he asked him, he would be Neman. The high leshule, he's not around. Achuche the high mai. Do I have to be matriachim or not? Another Gemara gets into Shailos. Not necessarily of who's chayiv to be baidik, but what is the chazakas. Then we're going to discuss a lot of the interesting intricacies of how chazakas work. Chazaka on a suffik, on mammon, on iser. Beis Hashem will continue with that, hopefully on Tuesday.
How does this fast service argue with the maskana Gemara? The Gemara says, like, you need the key. If you didn't give the key yet, then it's on the maskana. So he gives the keys on the sefer.
That's if you didn't do the kinyan. According to Rashi, that's if you didn't do the kinyan.
So the serious pesa means kinyan according to fast service?
What?
The serious pesa means kinyan according to fast service?
What?
Messias Pesach means Kinyan. Messias
Mafteach is not a Kinyan. So he's saying if you gave a Kinyan, that would be different. The Gemara is saying without a Kinyan. But if you gave a Kinyan, that would be a different story. If there'd be a Kinyan, it'd be different.